Blog Talk Radio.
Hear the intro music starting.
Wenda, I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, and when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him.
Mass Deliverance, September 2002.
Lord Jesus, come out, loose them, and set them free in the name of Jesus. Spirits of drug addiction, come out in the name of Jesus. Loose them and set them free. Come over here, right here. Get on up here. Right there. Loose them and set them free right now. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, loose them, and set them free in the name of Jesus. Loose them and set them free right now. Spirits of explosives, spirits of verbal abuse, spirits of martial art, spirits of cruelty, spirits of hatred, come out in Jesus' name. All these demons are crying out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out, spirits of lust, in the name of Jesus.
And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him.
Tyler, Texas, 14 December 2002.
Come out of him right now in Jesus' name, Satan. Come out, demon. I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. Come out, demon. Come out, the spirit of hate. Come out right now in the spirit of love. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Move right now. Move right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, come on. Come on, come on. Come on right now, Satan. Come on right now, Satan. Grab his name. Come on, Satan. Move right now, demon. Move. Move right now. He hates you. He don't want you. He wants you out of here right now. I command you, come out right now in Jesus' name. Come here, brother. Come out right now. Get out here. Turn him over. Turn him over back here. Hold his arm. Hold his arm. Hold his arm. Y'all hold his leg. Give him a leg a piece. Come out, Satan. Come out right now, my name. You can't have him, King. You've been found out, haven't you? Loosen yourself and loosen money.
Praise God.
Is that your brother now?
Praise God.
Amen, brother.
Praise God.
All right, bro.
Praise God.
Praise God.
You feel that spirit come out, brother?
Yes, sir. Praise God.
Well, again, I'm going to make emphasis on this again in Mark 16, verse 17, 18. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Did you hear what it says? Signs follow them that believe. Believers don't go following signs, but signs follow them. And the first sign that he identifies is casting out devils. Pastor Wynn Worley, Mass Deliverance Service.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, come out of the people now and let them go. If you do not understand what's going on here, whatever you do, don't open yourself with a critical spirit, because the things that are coming out are looking for places to go, and a critical heart will open you wide open. If you need help, make your way to the front. If this is new to you, the demons are manifesting because of the authority and the power of Jesus Christ. They are screaming because they have to go, and they don't want to go. They don't want to lose their victims. Thank God.
Isn't that amazing? Because that was Wynn Worley, a pioneer in the deliverance ministry. But isn't that amazing? I was just listening to the thing said September 2002, Mass Deliverance. And that ain't the first deliverance session that we had here. But I often thought, you know, we've done it so long. We carried so many devils out. Oh, mercy. Can you imagine that? That's a September 2002. That's 16 years ago. 16 years ago. That dig a big old mass deliverance in here. And, of course, if I went to every church in this land, we'd probably clean it up, because they got an abundant supply of them things, and you do too. Glory to the King. Not glory to the King because you got demons, for the simple facts of the truth. Hallelujah. And if it wasn't no such thing as that, then why would they scream and cry? And I sat there and talked with a pastor some time ago who's a very arrogant, prideful, egotistical, self-willed man. And he asked me, kept badgering me about what spirit God told him. Leviathan, pride. And I ain't like that. I ain't got them in my head. No, you worse, because you deny it. Then the Most High allowed me to cast the spirit of depression out of a woman in less than 10 seconds in a prayer line. Ain't no denying that. That's called power. That's what most of your pastors ain't got. Them pork chop eating pastors, they ain't got it. Power. Anyway, we bless y'all. Let me put this on silent. Oh, man, where we at? We're going to continue to keep serving the King, because there ain't nothing else to do in this world. Hallelujah. We had a wonderful meeting. Man, that thing's wide open, man. Maybe some mosquitoes come in on me. Bless y'all, sweet princess and victorious, mighty, overcoming now, soon coming King. Y'all show I'm a shake Jesus Christ. I bless y'all. It's a wonderful thing to have you here with. Hallelujah. I am going to be in Canada in about 2 weeks. Be on the road the 2nd of May, and I pray that each and every last one of you would pray for me. As myself, Sister Carol and Sister Nellie head up to Canada to visit with our faithful Israelites up there. We'll be staying with Brother Steve and Sister Wendash Normal. Glory to the King. What a beautiful ministry this is. What a wonderful lifestyle we have in the Most High. I want to go ahead and not spend too long. I want to go ahead and get right to your phone calls. I ain't really got too much to talk about. You hear everything. We talk about everything we need to. I do appreciate each and every last one of you. I levied some type of tax bill. I had a brother today. I think it was Lucas Carter. I want y'all to listen to me. Can y'all listen to me real good? Lucas Carter sent me a letter. And he sent me a letter with a 1 ounce silver coin in it. And somebody through the transit of the post office just simply cut a slit in the bottom of the letter, took the coin, and left the letter. I always told you all, if you're going to send something of value like that, use a 2-3 day envelope. It's got cardboard in it. And I've always said, if you're going to send money and it's going to be cash and it's going to be over like $200 or $300, put in a 2-3 day priority envelope. All right? If it's going to be over $500, send it overnight. I prefer cash in the mail because I just got finished paying the IRS a lot of money. They call me a business. Now, mind you, I'm a minister, right? But, you know, if I was 501c3, then they would have no problem exempting me. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? No. No, I ain't doing that crap because I know about the 501c3, and I ain't playing that game. And I was convicted about that before I even knew all the ins and outs of 501c3. So I ain't playing that game. Whether you like it, comprehend it or not, anybody that's 501c3 is a government church, sanctioned and licensed, stamped and approved by the United States of America, not under y'all. I appreciate your gifts and offerings through PayPal and Patreon. I really, truly do. And I thank you for all your support on Patreon. I really, truly do because I've already started to make moves in case I'm sure y'all noticed that there's been a lot of activity on Patreon. And normally stuff that I would normally preach on YouTube, I'm going to start putting over on Patreon. Because I don't think YouTube audience is worthy of having these pearls that I give out on Patreon. They're not worthy of them. So I send it over to Patreon. And I'm working diligently. I got a lot of help and information from people telling me how I can upload videos while I'm on the road of the Patreon. We'll see how that goes, all right? Guest calling number 310-982-4226. 310-982-4226. You enter into the caller queue. I want you to, don't tell me a life story, please. Get straight to your question. I'm doing fine. I'm just tired, but I'm doing fine, though. The Most High is good. Let's go ahead and keep it moving tonight. Glory to the King. Press number one. You want to talk to Pastor Dow, get into the caller queue, and there we are. So without further ado, call number 646-646. Brother Israel, it's Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight With You radio broadcast. How can I help Brother Israel?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dow.
Good evening
to you too, sir.
Shabbat shalom. I'm sure you got my message on Marco Polo, right?
Absolutely, Pastor. Thank you for your words of encouragement. It really fired me up in a way that you, I'm still floating on air, Pastor. Still, really. I mean, the amount of love that I received today from all the brethren really edified me in such a way that I'm literally floating on air. So, I'm at peace with this, Pastor, and I was really heartbroken earlier today, and you know, all those words of encouragement from the brethren really lifted me up in a way that I can't thank you and the body enough.
Well, I know one thing, she's in trouble. But the Most High Yah, just like Kabir's wife, is in very serious trouble. I want everybody. What is your wife's first name?
Brenda.
Brenda, I want everybody in the ministry to pray against Eileen Kabir Bajabil Million. I don't want everybody to pray against Brenda Israel, because both these women have risen up in rejection of their husbands in favor of the counsel of another man. I also want y'all to pray against Brother Brandon's wife, that rebellious woman, with that fat pork chop pastor she going to. I'm going to see him. And we're going to go into spiritual warfare, because he got a lot of devil spitting in these people's ear, but they got their own mind to make up, but they're going to find out you don't fool around with Israel. I promise you that. So we're going to see who got the power. But other than that, man, if a woman leave any of y'all, the man, she ain't worthy of you having around. Y'all hearing me? You hear me, Brother Israel?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. One of the reasons why, I actually called, is to see if the ministry has a bill of divorce that I can get emailed to me, so I could make the edits and get to her. Or is it even worth to do?
Hey, Sister Carol says she tried to get in touch with your wife, but she never got an answer.
Yeah, I know. She doesn't want to hear the truth, Pastor. That's the bottom line.
Okay. All right. Did y'all get married by the state?
Yes.
Well, y'all got to get divorced by the state.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Understood.
Ain't none of these rebellious women worthy of you being a... I'm telling you, man. A woman only had one time to reject me, and she won't ever have a chance to do it again. I promise you that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do you believe me?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. I do believe you, Pastor. And I'm going to be encouraged. I thank you for your time. And appreciate the opportunity and spending time with you over there at Straightway and all your counsel. And Shabbat Shalom.
Bless you, my brother. Be encouraged. Shabbat Shalom. Ain't no one going to sit up and have me crying. I promise you that. I'm a good man. You don't believe me? Ask all the saints that live with me. And these brothers, these are good brothers. Take care of their responsibilities. What kind of hell is that? If you are a lying deceiver, a jackleg, you celebrate pagan holidays, worship Satan by serving and worshiping on Christmas, Easter, and Sunday, they so-called love you. You start keeping the commandments, they hate you. Remember what Jesus said. If they hate you, they hated me before they hated you. Remember that. And thanks, since everybody's going to be judged on their role, man, you Jezebelic women, y'all finished. You can call on Jesus, justify your wicked ass self with these damn wicked Gentiles here on this earth all you want. But the Bible says, why submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord? You're in trouble. You talking about, well, the Lord didn't tell me. No, no, the Lord ain't going to bypass your husband. He, if anything, the Holy Spirit going to tell you, you get back over there to your master. Even as Sarah called Abraham master, whose daughters ye are, as long as you do well and not afraid without any amazement. You people, you finished. You're in trouble. You're in finished. Religion ain't going to save you when you stand in front of the king. I try to warn you. Let's go to Brother Gary in Kentucky. Call number 318-318. It's Pastor Dowling on Serpent Jude Radio Broadcast. How can I help, Brother Gary?
Shabbat
Shalom, Gary.
Hey, two quick things. The prayer you did when you was doing your thing, like preaching to us, it works every day. My son is like went from yelling to all that to calm and takes the rebuke, and I just
glory.
Try to praise you for that. I said prayer verbatim, like somebody wrote it down, and I said verbatim, or my wife said every night and give it to him, and every day you can see a change.
Bro, Gary, I say Yah is good, ain't he?
Yes, he is. And I was whooping him, But I was whipping him angry, and I had sent a message to you that I know how to whip him now. I whip him with Anaheim, like, calm now.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know how to discipline him. And another thing. Go ahead.
I've always taught people that you never, ever, ever whoop a child, chastise a child, when your spirits are up high and you are angry, irritated, or frustrated. You never do that. Because what that is, that's them demonic spirits that's working in you that you refuse to get delivered, get cast, have them demons cast out from. That's them doing the whooping and the chastening of your child. And I've always taught that. From day one, you never whoop your child out of anger or frustration. Never. You always supposed to have the fruit of the spirit, which is self-control. But go ahead, Brother Garrett.
Yes, sir. And I see that now, and it works 100%. And also, you went to Michigan, which is, you know, I'm from there, my stomping ground. And you took a picture with some people. I used to fellowship there, and one of them, I don't know if you got his name, Doc Reed, he took a picture with you. I had sent him your the Ruach book. And he said he has been looking at your own things now.
You know, Brother Garrett, the Michigan trip was a very prosperous journey. There's a lot of people that have literally got their eyes opened up, their ears opened up after they heard me for themselves. Did you hear what I said?
Yes, sir. I mean, I wish I would have heard you there. I didn't hear you till Louisiana, but the people in Michigan, one of the guys I fellowship with was on your land before, he said, like, maybe 8 years ago. But he didn't agree with you with the Holy Spirit. He don't believe in talking in tongues.
That sounds like a personal problem. It ain't bothering me none.
I said the same thing. I said, y'all have everything in common. Because he was like my first teacher, and they had everything in common, but he don't believe in tongues, and so I had to cut him loose.
I don't blame you. What does the Bible say? That's what I always tell people. What does the Bible say?
He, if some way he could, he got that, what you call it, exegesis, that he lets it go to his head, like he could bring a script that makes him right.
Hey, Brother Gary, I don't even argue with folks who take doctrinal issues with me because it ain't even worth it, because the bottom line, when it's all said and done, it's by their fruit you're going to know them. One of us is doing very well and doing right with the Most High God and making an inroads into the kingdom and helping others get in. The other one's just talking about it.
Yes, sir. I used to think it was the what you call it, the knowledge of the Bible, because they had more than me, but I was willing to just listen to anything to get better.
I got you, my brother.
Oh, wow. That was it, and we will be there tomorrow, because this weather can't hold me down, because I got Michigan driving in me.
All right, my brother.
Yes, sir. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, Brother Gary. Good hearing from you.
Oh.
North Carolina, 910-910. This is Pastor Dowell. You're on the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dowell.
Shabbat shalom.
Just making myself known. My daughter Capricia Clark has been with your community for some time now, and I've been listening for some time now. And when she first introduced Straightway to me, I was a bit leery at first, to be honest with you. But as for me, I couldn't really deny the truth, and that's what rang so clear and loud to me. So at this point in time, like I said, I'm trying to make myself known, and I'm ready to come home and get with my family, because I need that family support and love that the world can't give me. So, Julia Jones.
Julia Jones. Let me see. That was a couple of years ago when she was a minor. You actually signed a release or a piece of paper to her, said that she could have permission to be here on the land, didn't you?
Absolutely not. I wish it was me. I was still lost. I'm still kind of lost out there. but I had never known anything about straightway.
Right.
So it wasn't until my baby girl, she had introduced that to me, and I was kind of, like I said, it was different, definitely different, but, you know, when you've been conditioned and been in the world for so long and been taught the way of the world for so long, anything that is truthful, it seems kind of adverse whenever it's the best thing for you. So I'm trying to, you know, as for straightway, the things I've listened to, a lot of the stuff has been dealing with my spirit, and some part of it, you know, to be honest with you, some of it wants to rise up because I'm so used to the way of the world and the way the world acts and responds to things. So it's still a lot of stuff I still don't understand. I know there's a lot of things with me that rises up and work against the things that I know that are good for me, things that are of God. So I'm very excited. I'm a little bit nervous. I might be a little bit long-winded, but I'm excited to come home.
Sister, it's a joy. We thank the Father that He has given you the eyes to see and the ears to hear. You don't have nothing to be nervous about over here. Welcome home. Welcome to the family. Because your daughter, she does very well. She does very well. And you know, we had a lot of, I just came from Michigan this past weekend, and we had some people that was very apprehensive like you. You know, they heard a lot of negativity about straightway, and especially me online, and a lot of other stuff. But when they heard me speak for themselves, and when they saw us up there, and they heard that truth that was coming, they just couldn't deny it anymore. And they have forsaken them pagan Christian churches and came home to Israel where they belong. And for that, we give the Father all the glory. So, sister,
hallelujah.
Hey, just keep watching. Keep listening. Listen to sisters. Make sure you tune in to Shabbat service. You'll grow in leaps and bounds. Ain't no pressure here. All you got to do is just continue to just stay in fellowship. Stay connected, and you'll see how much the Most High will bless you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
What's
so
your
much,
name
Pastor
again?
Dow. It's Julia Jones.
Julia Jones. Write that down, Brother Shane. My sister, welcome home to Israel.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, Shabbat ma'am. Shalom. And from here, we go to the kingdom. Shabbat Shalom. Isn't that beautiful? That Sister Capricious mother. Man, it's just so beautiful. Man, the Most High God is moving, ain't he? Glory to the King. Let's go to South Carolina, Brother Joseph. 803-8303 is Pastor Dow in the Straight With You the Radio broadcast. I can help you there, Brother Joseph.
Shalom, Pastor. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, my
brother. I was calling tonight. Is it possible for me to give a testimony?
Yeah, go ahead. Don't take 5 minutes to do it.
Oh, nah. I think I talked to you before. When I first came into the faith, we've been in the faith for a year now. We were stumbling and everything. Oh, 2 years now. This is our second year. And, you know, I basically came in unknowingly with a bunch of Christian precepts and mindsets and everything. So this past week, since Passat, we were studying and learning on Passat and what it means and purging, getting the unleaven out of our lives and everything. And it came to the point where last week I was dealing with myself and, you know, examining myself, and I was studying about the rich man. I was like, dang, yeah, I'm a rich man. And I realized that I was actually like, At that instant, I was like professing and rebuking and repenting, Father, like I'm wicked. And that night, I mean, that was the first time I ever did any purging. Like, I was coughing up demons left and right. And after that, I never experienced the freedom. After that, we literally started throwing everything away. I mean, I told my wife everything got to go, and she was like, "Yeah, let's go." And I mean, this is the freest we have ever been, Pastor. I tell you, this is the actual feeling of freedom that the Bible talks about. Like, I have no ties to the world. I just want to thank, first of all, foremost, give honor where honor is due. Like, it was your messages that was hard, because I listened to a couple people, not naming any names, but yours was always the hardest, because yours always, like, went to the heart of the matter, always hitting me where it hurts the most. So I was for a year kind of running away from you. And then when I got back to it, that's when the purging everything started, because I had to be real with myself. In order to actually listen to you and appreciate the words that you said, it took me actually being real with myself and being honest with myself to the Father. So,
right.
God bless you, Father, Pastor.
Hallelujah. I receive that blessing, man. I'm glad that your understanding is open and that the Father is dealing with you. Glory to the King. Welcome.
Hallelujah.
Anything else, my brother?
Oh, my family wants to say shalom.
Sure.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dow.
Bless you. Shabbat shalom.
We got one acting up, but we just wanted to say, you know, we just wanted to bless you and straightway, and you know, we're thankful for having you guys as a guide with us as well, and we are looking forward to fellowship, and you know, now that we know what it means to be in the world but not of the world. I mean, this is so much more, you know, to life. And like I said, we are just looking forward to the fellowship. And, yeah, and Shabbat Shalom, we are enjoying this rest. And we will be seeing y'all sometime in the near future. Y'all will.
Glory to the King. Looking forward to seeing y'all. Bless your family.
Y'all bless you.
Y'all bless you. Y'all stay encouraged. Stay connected.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that beautiful? Man, it's beautiful. Man, it's beautiful. Let's go to Brother Ryan, Michigan, 616, Pastor Dow, you know, Serpent Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you there, Brother Ryan?
Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat shalom.
Yeah, so yeah, after, I guess, postponed after Troy, Michigan, you got through ripping them Christians' asses up there in Troy. Come on back home, and I'm just going to tell you, yes, sir, I'm just going to tell you a little bit. I'm coming on back home and had a couple battles myself. My wife's father had a few things to say about the ministries, and of course he continues to try to bear false witness against the ministries and everything. So yeah, we had a few words about scripture, and I had to tell him, because every scripture that I brought up to him, he had no clue was in there. And then he panned me as being a liar and saying that they weren't in the scripture, or they wasn't in the Bible. So every single time that I brought up a scripture, I'm like, for somebody who prides himself in studying the scriptures for 4 years, I'd expect you to know these things. I'd expect you to know it. And the father told me to rebuke his spirit and told me that, hey, you need to check him, because he really wants him. He really wants him to sway his decision. And I know I'm not going to change his mind at all. He's going to have to cheat his own. But, you know, I finally gave him Galatians chapter 4, verse 5. And I want to be sure that I'm telling him the right thing, because I told him, of course, in Galatians chapter 4, verse 5, it's saying that, I'm paraphrasing because I don't know word for word, but basically that the Father sent his Son through the woman who was under the law to redeem the law for those who were under it, and so that we may all become sons. And that's paraphrasing. It's a rough paraphrase. So, and I was telling him, I said, you know, because he really prides himself in being a Gentile, and I said, he's talking to you, Gentile. He's saying that you're going to be able to be his son. He said that you can be accepted into his kingdom now.
Yep.
And he's not talking about he's going away with the law. He's saying that you're accepted now. You're accepted, Gentile. Now you can be Israel at this point, Gentile.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, that really caught him up and choked him up. So it was like, I glory to the King for allowing me to have the strength to know the scriptures. And thank you, Pastor Dow, for, you know, coming and bringing the knowledge of the truth so I can be able to plant that seed for him.
Well, hallelujah. You know, y'all make sure Well, I know you will. Make sure you and your family stay tuned for tomorrow, okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, we will do that. We're gonna be doing our thing. So we can't wait to hear the word, man. I'm excited. I'm ready to get that word in.
I know your mom is encouraged, though, ain't she?
Yes, sir. Oh my goodness, she is very encouraged. She's gonna be by tomorrow too. We're gonna all get together and we're gonna get Sister Heather with us.
Okay.
My father actually. And I'm not going to try to take up too much of your time. I'm sorry. But my father started to get really, I think he's kind of jealous because I'm taking her on these ventures, you know, these trips to come and see you. And he started looking into the word a little bit. And he said, you know what, I want to get involved. He's like, how do I get involved? He started calling in and trying to leave messages and whatnot. And so I called Elder Beck and I let him know, hey, I'm trying to try his spirit and test his spirit and see where he's at. If he's truly trying to get involved because he's seeking the truth, or is he trying to get involved for his own self-righteousness? And
having to show up to service tomorrow so he can watch me tomorrow.
Unfortunately, I wouldn't be able to do it because he is seeking his own self-righteousness.
All right.
I definitely would. And I was joyful about him coming into the knowledge of the truth, and I really wanted him to be a part of it. But over the few days that my mother has introduced it to him, I tried to get him to listen in on the Bible studies the other night. He was not interested. In fact, he said he knew more than everybody. He said,
really?
Oh, yeah, he can teach everybody something. Oh, yeah. He, self-righteousness is deep in him, and that's just his spirit.
Pretty arrogant,
isn't it? He's arrogant. He's an arrogant man. I got a few witnesses to attest to that. But you know, I was really hoping he would humble himself and come to the truth. And you know, he kind of let me down on that. But it's okay. I'm still hoping that God works in him. Yes, sir.
Just give him the website the way he can watch me at home on his own time rather than having him over.
Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. I'll start with that, and I'll see if he'll at least do that. Yes, sir. I will do that, and I'll tell my mother to have him do that for sure.
Your wife's still doing pretty good. She encouraged?
Yes, sir. She is. She's been wearing her head cover. She's been, you know, really working on her mannerisms and working on some fine-tuned details, and I'm proud of it. I'm proud of her doing that, and I don't have to tell her.
Glory to the
King. Yeah, definitely. But that's all I really have, Pastor Al. So, we're looking forward to the word tomorrow. And bless you and your house and Straightway Ministries. And that's pretty much it.
All right, bless you, son. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Let's go to Florida, Brother Jose. Call him 813-813. It's Pastor Dow. You're on the Straightway to the Radio broadcast. I can help Brother Jose.
Shabbat Shalom, my pastor.
Bless you, son. How you doing?
Good. I can't complain. Just wanted to say Shalom, Shabbat Shalom to all the saints of Israel, and just hear your voice in person, have an actual conversation one-on-one with you, my pastor.
Hallelujah.
Just to give you a heads up, we could be having baby Daniel should be showing up any day now, possibly this weekend. So the wife is handling it very well. It's a true blessing from Yah, the strength that she has throughout this process, and following my lead on this whole thing. So I give all the glory and praise to Yah. And
hallelujah.
And beautiful words, my pastor, on Marco Polo. You had me rolling, but, you know, the strength has to be said. Today we need men more than ever in Israel. It's truly sad with this system and what has taken place in the households today in America with single parent households where women are trying to raise men, and it's not working, and it's showing. Bless you for doing that. Pastor, and
well, you know me, my brother. I'm gonna strengthen men and strengthen sisters that are legitimate sisters.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know you will. You've always done it. So, can't wait for Shabbat service as well. That's gonna be exciting. I know you got it. You got some powerful words to say, like every Shabbat. So, I'll be tuning in, my pastor.
All right, Brother Jose. Stay encouraged, okay?
Yes, sir, my pastor. You have a good one.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
There's we got on this phone right here a thing called Marco Polo, and the group is called Sons of Jacob. You can do private message videos between brethren, or you can get in the Sons of Jacob group and post something, and it's instant. Right there. I mean, it's quick, fast, and hurry. It's private, too, and that's what we love about it. May all want to check that out for your brother. Let's go to Tennessee, Brother Cedric. Is that right? No, we're going to hold on for a second, Brother Cedric. Let's go to Florida, Brother Ray, 904-904. Brother Ray, what you got?
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat Shalom.
How you doing, sir?
I'm making it. Bless.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in and say Shabbat Shalom, sir.
All right, my brother. Bless you.
Bless you too, sir.
Hallelujah. Let's go to Cedric, Brother Cedric, Tennessee, 901-901. It's Pastor Dowell. You're on the Straight Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. How you doing?
I'm all right, man. What about it?
I can't complain. I'm doing good myself. I wanted to call in and get your advice on something as a father.
What is it?
I got a 3-year-old, you know, doing my best to, you know, teach him and be implemental in his education. But, you know, we ain't got too many people, you know, around there for him to socialize with. How would you recommend that we handle that?
Have another baby.
That would be good. Okay. That sounds good, Pastor. Well, you know, I'm praying for your strength. Can't wait to hear the message tomorrow. And thank you for your input.
Bless you.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Man, these children are fine. Believe you me, they're fine. As long as you're raising them the right way, you're fine. Let's go, Brother Gene, 612 Minnesota. It's Pastor Dow, Unitarian Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help, Brother Gene?
I'm doing good, Brother. Shabbat Shalom.
Bless you. Good to hear your voice.
Nice to hear your voice, too. First of all, I haven't received it yet, but I wanted to thank you for that book. And second of all, my wife had a question she's dealing with something. If I might, I didn't know I was going to get on this quick. May I get her?
Yeah.
All right, 1 second. Sweetheart. So, she just recently started covering her head, by the way. Brother Jason's wife was a huge influence on her for that, and we want to thank them. Here she is. 1 second.
Well, thank you for taking my call, Pastor Dowell.
Yes, ma'am.
I was listening to Sister to Sister, November 16th one, and they were talking about the spirits of like unforgiveness and things like that, and I kept hearing, I'm like, well, how do I make my spirit better? Because I apologize, I didn't hear your sermon on that, so... like unforgiveness and things like that were mentioned. And I don't know how to make my spirit better.
Unforgiveness it basically comes from a spirit of bitterness. And remember what Jesus said in Matthew 18. If you do not forgive everyone your brother their trespasses, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive you or your trespasses. You forgive people not because you believe them to be right. A lot of times people could trespass against you and be totally wrong. You forgive them simply because there's nobody in this earth worth you suffering in your body for. And you do it to be obedient to Yah and meet his conditions. So anybody who has hurt you, disappointed you in the past in any way, shape, fashion, or form, whenever you think about them or what they've done and you feel that little high-octane ping rise up, that's when you know that you have had unforgiveness and holding bitterness against him in your heart. You've got to go to Jesus, and you've got to work through each and every single one of them. I usually tell people to do a good, thorough house cleaning is get a piece of paper and write down on that piece of paper all the people who have hurt you, disappointed you, harmed you, or done you wrong in the past. And you need to pray through each and every last one of them. And the way you pray is like this: Father, I confess that in the past that I have held bitterness and sometimes unforgiveness against this person because they did this. And because of what they've done, I have allowed this bitterness to grow in me. I'm asking, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I forgive them for what they've done. And I'm asking you to heal me. Heal the hurt, heal the pain. And because you said in your word that if we confess our sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And I'm asking the blood of Jesus, because I'm meeting your conditions, to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. And thank you, Father, for releasing me from the load of unforgiveness. That's one person. That's only one. And then you work through that list of every single one of them. You're going to find yourself feeling lighter. You're going to find yourself feeling more free. You're going to find yourself realizing and noticing that demonic oppression is going to come up off you, because when you hold bitterness and unforgiveness in your heart, what you're doing is giving that person, whether they're living or dead, whether you know them or not, whether you see them or not, power over you. And you don't want anyone to have that kind of power over you. All right?
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Have a wonderful night.
You too. Bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Bless you, my brother. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
I hope that helped a lot of people out. Well, all right. Hey, I'm surprised. Hey, guess what? We're done. See y'all tomorrow morning. Bless y'all, the sweet precious and victorious and mighty overcoming name, our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Shabbat shalom. The King is coming.